February, day 10. So today's question is all about social media and your opinions on it and how it affects you and things like that. So personally, before I became a freelancer and I worked in IT, I was on absolutely no social media. I think because I was working with computers all day, it felt to me like it would have been a busman's holiday. And I didn't get it, didn't see the point of it, and it bored me, didn't want to know. Just before I became a freelancer, I started thinking about using social media and started using it. Obviously, the band I was in at the time, you needed to have a social media presence to, you know, keep in touch with fans and things. And really, since then, especially going freelance, I haven't looked back, really. Twitter, for me, is the best, without doubt. It's short, sharp, to the point. It's great for interacting with people and companies. I get quite good results, I think, from Twitter when I'm dealing with other companies and things. On top of that, the Bletchley Park podcast, most of our social media is done on Twitter. And just brilliant interaction with that. We've at least twice now had people contact us, and we've then gone and interviewed veterans that we wouldn't have known about without them contacting us on Twitter. So I'm all for it. As for the part of the question which says about what do we think about companies doing background checks, you know, potential employees and things, and young people posting stuff on there and that could, you know, ruin their chances of getting a job. Well, I'm sorry, it's no different really to, you know, would you take a photo of something you've done that you know could get you into trouble or was potentially hazardous to your career? Same way, you know, before social media, would you have told your mum about doing something that you possibly shouldn't have done? Think of it that way. Just got to use your brain. Bye.